The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, March 13, 2016, is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 17 through 31. Hear now the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 17 through 31 from the New International Version. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother." "Teacher," he declared, "all these things I have kept since I was a boy." Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said. "Go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad, because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus said again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." Then Peter spoke up, "We have left everything to follow you." "Truly I tell you," Jesus replied, "no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age. Homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, along with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first." May the Lord bless this reading of His Word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Mark chapter 10, verses 17 through 31, New International Version. Sunday, March 13, 2016, L.G. Parkers, Jr. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. If you are a Bible student or teacher, you can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Mark chapter 10, verses 17 through 31. Mark 10, 17. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus traveled to meet those who needed to hear the good news without waiting for the people to come to him. The young man who ran up to Jesus and knelt before Jesus in homage did so before Jesus left where he had been teaching and healing. He acknowledged Jesus as his teacher or master and wanted to know what he could do to add eternal life to his possessions as an inheritance. To inherit from the Father, he would first need to become a child of God, an adopted son of God, through faith in Jesus. Mark 10:18. Why do you call me good? Jesus answered, No one is good except God alone. Jesus asked him why he called him good. Did he recognize the fact that Jesus never sinned? Did he think Jesus' teaching was good teaching? Did he believe Jesus had come from God? Did he think Jesus was a prophet who knew what people must do to inherit eternal life? Jesus indicated that God alone is good. All other human beings have sinned against God. Though fully human, as the Son of God, Jesus never sinned. Mark 10:19. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother. Jesus named commandments that involved personal relationships with other people. Jesus did not name the commandments that began the Ten Commandments regarding worshiping God alone, not worshiping idols, and loving God supremely. The young man would show by his responses to Jesus' words that he was not loving and worshiping God alone or supremely. Mark 10:20. Teacher, he declared, all these things I have kept since I was a boy. He could say that he had outwardly kept all of the commandments Jesus listed. As a wealthy young man interested in eternal life, he would probably try to keep those commandments and do what he thought he needed to do to inherit both from his parents and eternal life from God. He probably also knew that something was missing in his life. From Jesus teaching him about obeying the commandments, and later the importance of giving and following him, he would begin to understand that he was not really good, for only God is good. He would begin to understand that he loved money more than God. Mark 10:21. Jesus looked at him and loved him. One thing you lack, he said. Go, sell everything you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. Jesus may have loved this young man because he had really tried to obey the law of God by not doing bad things. But rather than tell the young man he was not obeying the commands regarding love for God and others, and that he really loved money instead of God and others, Jesus gave him something practical to do that would demonstrate his disobedience to God and speak to his conscience. Love for God and others requires more than avoiding doing harm to others. By his actions, the young man would reveal that he trusted more in his wealth than in the good teacher, Jesus, and what Jesus said. Mark 10:22. At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad, because he had great wealth. The young man had great wealth, and to follow Jesus he needed to give all that great wealth away and use it to help others in positive ways. Then he would have great treasure in heaven, and have something to inherit from his heavenly Father after he died and went to heaven. It seems he wanted to add to his accumulations, and he was serving money instead of God. He went away sad rather than do what the good teacher told him to do. This was a sign of unbelief in Jesus as good teacher or good master. Mark 10:23. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. The rich are tempted to love their wealth and what their wealth can buy them. They are tempted to trust in their wealth in this life, and they may suppose that their wealth is an indication of God's blessing upon them. This was a popular notion at the time, and still believed by many. Therefore, it is hard or difficult for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. They must look to God first, and put their future, wealth, and possessions in God's hands, to use their wealth as God wants. Some rich people will do this, some will not. Mark 10:24. The disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus said again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples probably thought, as many did in Jesus' day, that wealth indicated God's love and special blessing upon someone. Jesus indicated, in reply to their surprise, that it is hard or difficult for someone to enter the kingdom of God, not just the wealthy. Mark 10:25. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. A camel must kneel and have its load removed to squeeze through a gate in the wall to enter a city or earthly kingdom. This is sometimes called going through the eye of a needle. A wealthy person must humbly kneel before God and become willing for God to remove the burden of his wealth in order to enter the kingdom of God. It is difficult for a truly wealthy person, especially one who has endeavored with all his heart and mind to become wealthy or retain his inheritance, to bow before God and become willing for God to remove all of his possessions or freely give all he has to God, for God to use his wealth as God wants. It is difficult for people to give up their control of their lives and turn the control of their lives over to God. Mark 10:26. The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, "Who then can be saved?" The disciples are so amazed at Jesus' teaching, they ask each other, "Who then can be saved?" If a rich man cannot be saved, even with all his wealth, which they thought was a sign of God's blessing upon him, then what chance does a poor man have, or even they as Jesus' disciples have, of being saved? How could they possibly give enough to be saved? Mark 10:27. Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." Jesus said that it is impossible for us to save ourselves. There is nothing we can do to save ourselves. We must trust ourselves and everything we have and are to Jesus Christ and follow him. It is not impossible for God to save us, and by his grace lead us to saving faith in Jesus Christ. A sign that God has saved us is our putting God first in our lives and using our wealth, talents, time, and possessions to serve God and others. Doing so does not save us, but doing so is a sign that we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, that we truly love and trust in God. Mark 10:28. Then Peter spoke up, "We have left everything to follow you." Peter exclaimed that since they had left everything to follow Jesus, that they had no more to give to God in order to be saved. Therefore, they could do nothing more to save themselves. Jesus will indicate to them that because he had called them to follow him, and they had done so, that was a sign that they were saved, had entered the kingdom of God, and would inherit eternal life. Mark 10:29. "Truly I tell you," Jesus replied, "no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel." What is of central importance is our relationship with God in Jesus Christ. The wealthy young man wanted to keep all he had and do a few more good things to ensure his future after death. The question is, are we following Jesus? The wealthy young man needed to leave all he had acquired behind to follow Jesus. He chose not to do so. The disciples had left all they had behind to follow Jesus, a sign of God's saving grace at work in them. Mark 10:30 will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age. Homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, along with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. In this life, in this present age, the followers of Jesus will have hundreds of homes opened to them, and hundreds of brothers and sisters and mothers and children. Only one Heavenly Father and Savior. For Jesus' mother and brothers are those who do the will of God, the sign they are saved. They will have many homes and many friends of Christ in heaven, and they will live with them forever. This inheritance is greater than all the world's wealth. Jesus also prepared his followers for the future by telling them that they will also suffer persecution in this life, another sign that they are different from the world. Mark 10:31. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. In many societies, the first or most important people are the wealthy, who have hoarded their money rather than use their money to do the will of God. They will be last in regard to the future and eternal life with God's people. They may forfeit eternal life altogether if they do not repent and put God first through faith in Jesus Christ. The followers of Jesus, who appear to be last because they have given up everything to follow him, will be first in the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, they will have far more friends, who will be like brothers and sisters, than those in this life who put money and acquiring possessions and wealth first before God and others. Jesus specifically told the young man to follow him. Giving away money is insufficient to inherit eternal life, especially when that giving sometimes helps those who oppose the truth and destroys the lives of others through the organizations they support. In this world, the disciples of Jesus may appear to be last, especially when persecuted, but they will be first in the kingdom of God. Unless they repent and follow Jesus, many of the first and most important people in this world will not inherit eternal life and will not even be last. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. What did the rich young man want to inherit after he died? What did Jesus say he would need to do? 2. What might his refusal to do what Jesus said have indicated? 3. What can someone do which indicates they have entered the kingdom of God? 4. What had Peter and the other disciples left behind to follow Jesus? 5. What did Jesus say his followers would receive? International Bible Lesson. Faith is possible with God. Mark chapter 10, verses 17 through 31. Sunday, March 13, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Mark 10:21. Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said. "Go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and then you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When Jesus talked with the wealthy young man who wanted to know what he could do to inherit eternal life, they determined that he had not harmed anyone. On the other hand, it appeared as though he had not done much to help others either. Jesus did not ask him if he loved the Lord his God with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his might. See Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. Rather, Jesus gave him the opportunity to discover this lack of love for himself by telling him to sell everything he possessed and give to the poor. When the rich young man heard this, he became sad because of his great possessions. He had to choose between embracing God and serving God supremely because he loved God, or clinging to his possessions because he loved them more than anything else. He had to choose between entrusting his life and future to Jesus by following him and believing Jesus would meet all his needs, including giving him eternal life, or entrusting his life and future to the money and possessions he had hoarded. Jesus loved him, knowing how hard it would be for this rich young man to give up his earthly security and entrust his eternal security to Jesus. To inherit eternal life, he must enter into God's family by following Jesus. He would not do that without help from God. We do not know if he ever did what Jesus said, but all things are possible with God. Mark chapter 10, verse 27. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2016 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.